Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam. We are on Hilchas Shofar, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, Chapter 3, Law 4, page 48. Okay. We might be able to finish the Perek today. Maybe. Sheer
sounds like the two question rule is
trua, sheer trua, the length of a trua. Remember, tkia, trua, tkia. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Tkia, trua, tkia. The length of a trua, kishte tkias. It's like the length of two tkias. The Rambam says a trua should be twice as long as a tkia. Trua is should be twice as long as a tkia. Shiur shlosha shvarim, the amount of three shvarim together, is the size like a trua, ketrua. So obviously, the same thing, the three shvarim is like two tkias. Right. So a trua and shvarim have to be the same length. And obviously a shvarim trua would be twice that length.
Which would be four tkias.
Right. But a trua and a shvarim is two tkias, so shvarim trua would be four tkias.
Right.
Now, this Rambam is based on a Gemara. It's a very complicated Gemara. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that the shear of a tkia, the length of a tkia, is like three truos.
Yes.
It's like three truos. So that's very unusual. So, and then Abai explains what he means is all the shear of all the tkias is like three truos. I mean to say, and there's how many tkias for every three truas? Six. Three before and three after. So it comes out that one trua is equal to two tkias.
Right.
Correct? You got that?
Yeah.
Now, Rashi, on the other hand, learns, shir tkia kisholos truas means all the tkias mean only the prior tkia.
Right.
So it's three tkias equals to three truas, meaning they're equal. And we paskin like that, Rashi, that they are equal. So therefore, when the person is blowing the tkia, shvarim tkia, or shvarim tkia, trua tkia, the length of the tkia should be as long as the middle note. Okay, so if the trua is nine short notes, which should be equal to three medium shvarim, that should all be equal to the tkia. The tkia has to be as long as that middle note. So, and clearly a trua, minimum trua has to be nine notes. And the shvarim's three notes is equal to the nine notes. And the trua is equal to that. Obviously, a shvarim trua, which is double that.
That's a long tkia.
So the tkia should be double that as well. And the truth is...
that's not according to Rambam.
Right, but this is the way we hold.
So who does Chabad hold by? Do they go by Rambam?
I don't know.
They have different notes, too.
I have trouble with myself. But usually if you have a long tkia, that standard tkia, that will be as long as any note you need. Now the tkia can be longer than
these
the minimum.
Minimums, are they?
That's the minimum. The tkia can be longer than that.
That's why the tkia for the tkia, for the shvarim terua has to be a lot longer
than the tkia
for just the shvarim by itself or the trua by itself.
Right. So that's what to be mindful of. Okay, next. Now, what if we do the following now? Haresha taka, vehiriya vitaka. The guy did a tkia, a trua, and a kia. But the last tkia, the tkia after the first set, and I did tkia, trua, tkia. Now that last tkia, you think you're going to be smart. You do that third tkia, that third note, you make it real long, and you make it double as the first note for the next set.
Mm.
Because the third note is the tkia of the first round, and then the first one of the second round is also tkia. So figure, after you go tkia trua, now the tkia after trua, you make it a double. You go, that was a long one. That's going to count as a double, and I want that to be the tkia for the next one.
No. Be called.
And I'm going to go tkia, and then go right to trua. If the guy does that, again, hareisha taka ve'ria ve'taka tkia aruka. The third one is a long tkia, umashach, and he extends it, kishtai in barishona. He wants to make it double, like the first one. So ein omrim, we do not say techoshev kishtei tkiyas. We consider this long like a double tkiya, two separate tkiyas. And then what can you do after that? No. V'yori achreya, then do a true after that. V'yachsim yitzka, make another tkiya. You follow what's going on over here?
Yeah.
Can't do that. No. Because it has to be separate notes. No long note included, considered like two
no
notes.
No combined.
No way. Elo afilu, the truth of the matter is, afilu mashach b'kol ha-yom. Let's say you blow for 9 hours straight.
Wow. That's
right?
A blowhard.
Eina ela tkiya achas. It's only considered one tkiya, and therefore, it's all considered number three of that set. V'chozer v'tokeya umariya v'tokeya shalomim. The next round has to be tkiya, trua, tkiya, because that long tkiya of the end of the first set does not conclude as more than one. Hey. Shoma tkiya achas b'shachas. You hear one tkiya at 8 o'clock in the morning. Ushniya b'shashniya. And another note at 9 o'clock in the morning. Afilu shah kolayam kul. It took you all day long to get around to all 30 notes. Let's say every 15 minutes, you did another singular note.
Oh boy, that's a long one.
Hare elu mitstarfim. You can combine them. V'yotzi dechavasa. And you fulfilled your obligation.
I don't advise
it. In other words, it doesn't have to be one after the other. As long as you hear 30 notes in, and we'll see exactly, but you heard the 30, you're okay. V'hu, but under the condition, shish makol bava mehen al sidri. You hear every note on its order. It's a tkiya, and then 15 minutes later, a trua. And 15 minutes later, a tekiya. And then 15 minutes later, another tekiya. And then a shvarim trua. And then a tekiya. As long as it's all in order, you're okay. Lo shishma trua. It shouldn't be you hear a trua, vachar, and then shtei tekiyas, then two tekiyas. Oh, shtei tekiyas, or two tekiyas, vachar, and trua. And after it's a trua, none of that business. It's got to be straight. Now, obviously, one other condition Rambam doesn't mention, but it's obviously you can't lose your trend of thought. You can't talk in between all
the
stuff. That would be a very difficult way to do it. But technically, the main point he's saying is it doesn't have to be all compressed into a mere 5 minutes the way we do it. It can be stretched out long, and it will still be acceptable provided all the other rules have been followed. Now, how about the guy's in a real rush? So what he's going to do, he's going to get 9 people to each blow one of the necessary 9 notes in one shot. So therefore, he will get 9 notes done in 10 seconds,
no. And
you're done. So, Vav, Shama Teisha Tkiyas Metish B'nei Adam Keach, when you hear 9 notes from 9 people at the same time, Lo Yotza, you have not discharged your obligation. And more than that, Afilu Yidechos, it's not even considered like you've heard one note. Nothing. Why? Because first of all, you have to hear a tekiya before a trua. There's an order to it. And here it's the tekiya at the same time as the trua. So that's not good. And that's the main reason. And in addition, you know, you can't hear more than one note at a time.
Yeah.
Most people can only hear one thing at a time. So on both ends, it doesn't work. Now, what if, though, you decide this way? You're going to hear everything in the right order, but you have different blowers. So, tkiya mise, here's a tkiya from the first guy. Utrua mise, and then here's the trua right afterwards from another guy. Utkiya mishlishi. And then you hear a tkiya from a third guy. Bezechazeh, one after the other. Yeah, so that's okay. Vafilu besirugin, even if there's an interruption, even if there's, let's say, an hour break in between the blows. Vafilu kol yom kulu, even if it's gonna take the whole day. Right? That's okay. Even though this last point was mentioned halacha hey, but it wasn't mentioned with different blowers. Where it turns out even different blowers for every note, stretched out through the day, it's all okay. You don't fulfill your obligation. Until you hear all 9 notes. Shukulan mitzvah, they're all one mitzvah. Lefikach ma'akva, so therefore they hold back one from another. Therefore, what does that mean to say? I mean, it's obvious. I mean, of course, you only blow 8, you haven't done the mitzvah. But the Gemara explains, let's say the guy he's alone at home, and he's his own blower. And let's say the guy cannot for the life of him do a tkiya shvarim trua tkiya. He just can't do it. Whenever, you know, tkiya isn't hard to do.
No.
A shvarim isn't that hard to do.
No, but
a trua is harder,
hard to do, yes.
And then a shvarim trua is even harder,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the guy says, listen, I know how to do tkiyas, I know how to do shvarims,
to
and I know how to do truas, but I cannot do a shvarim trua to save my life. So I gotta figure, okay, at least I'll do a tkiya shvarm trua, tkiya trua tkiya, but I'm not gonna do a tkiya shvarm trua tkiya.
Right.
So it, you cannot do it at all. Because you don't do part, because you're not doing the mitzvah. If you know you're not doing the mitzvah, that's what it means. There's a ma'akev, one holds back the other. So you can't do part of it. In other words, you can't do, let's say, the tekiah and the shvarim without the tekiah shvarim trua. You have to do a whole unit. But let's say you know a tekiah shvarim trua alone, or tekiah trua tekiah alone, then you could do what you know. So this is how it comes out. I didn't say it exactly correct the first time. If you don't know how to do a tekiah shvarim trua tekiah, so figure, okay, I don't have to do a tekiah shvarim trua tekiah, but I could do a tekiah trua tekiah. So at least I got three out of the four notes. Right? So that you can't do.
That's one set.
But for that set, you can't do that. But if you do tekiah, I could do a tekiah trua tekiah.
Yeah,
so you could do those three. Do those three.
Because that's a complete.
You could
set.
Do a shvarim, a tekiah shvarim tekiah.
Yeah.
You could do those three, but if you can't get that tekiah shvarim trua tekiah properly, and figure, okay, I can't do four, but I could do three out of the four. So let me do a tekiah shvarim trua tekiah. At least I'm doing three out of the four notes. You can't do that. So the question is now, why can I do the other one, but I can't do this? The answer is because we're not sure what's the appropriate one. It could be that tkiya, shvarim, tkiya is acceptable.
That's why we do all this.
So maybe that is the right way. So at least you could say, I know I can do this, and according to some opinions, that is the right way.
Right.
So at least according to those opinions, I'm going to the mitzvah. But one thing's for sure, if you have to do tkiya, shvarim, trua, tkiya, right? If you can't do all of that, you have not done that set.
Right.
So you could do tkiya, shvarim, trua three times, tkiya three times, tkiya, trua, tkiya three times. I say, well, for my tkiyah shvarim trua tkiyah, I'm gonna do, you know, a little bit of it. That you can't do. Because that set is not a complete set, and it's worthless if it's not a complete set. That's what it means that the tkiyahs are ma'akev to hold back one from the other.
But still, because there's a doubt.
Or two people if they can't do it.
I had a situation a long time ago, I remember that the guy got the tkiyah trua tkiyah out of the first one, and then nothing.
You bring in a pinch hitter.
5 minutes, he tried and tried.
So that's why you bring the next guy, he takes over where the other guy left off. So the first note.
He had better pitch.
It's good.
Maybe the dugout.
It's good. The first one is okay. You don't have to start over from the beginning. First guy's fine. Yeah.
Sorry to hold up. Can I just, so I don't have to backtrack and figure out which one is which. Tekiah is the long one.
Tekiah is the long one.
Shvarim
is three. Three. And trua is the very many small notes. No problem. Yeah.
I took a sneak peek ahead.
No,
because this is not now.
So you know if they get married or not.
Because I've done the job as a muckrake.
Yeah,
and
right.
I noticed that the Rambam, he doesn't at all deal with the whole muckrake. Because there's all sorts of issues that would come up, like
right.
What his power is in terms of trying, making him do it over again. And what
he doesn't get into that. You're right. He doesn't get into that.
So are we going to discuss that? Because that's an important issue. For people in the shuls, who they need to know what to do.
So I'll do it privately with you.
Okay. So just on the
Rambam doesn't go into a lot of the small details, even in Hilchos Shabbos. He's not going into every detail. You're right. Yeah.
We do this whole sequence to get 30 notes to make sure we cover all the bases in case.
Yes, sir.
We get the right.
Yes, sir.
We're not sure which is the right one.
Yes.
So if we say that one set we leave out because we don't know how to do that one set. And we're hanging our hat on the fact, well, we've done the others, so they may be correct, so we're okay. Isn't there kind of a problem there?
Bid-di-evid.
Yeah, well, we just can't do that one.
In other words, you're the only guy, there's nobody else to do it. So the question now should be, should you not blow it all?
Right.
In other words, what's the lesser of the evils?
Okay.
Should I not blow it all? Then for sure I haven't done the mitzvah.
Yeah.
I know how to do tkiyah shvarim trua tkiyah, and I know how to do tkiyah trua tkiyah. I know how to do that. So I got two out of the three, or even one out of the three. And according to some opinions, I have fulfilled the mitzvah.
Yeah,
so that's better than not doing anything.
You're saying a bracha before you do this, and you're still not sure you're doing the mitzvah.
But according to some opinions, you're
so,
yosef.
So, you know, I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't make the bracha.
Well, according to the lenient opinions.
I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't make the bracha. Rambam's not saying you're making a bracha.
That's presuming he knows he can't
since
do
it's
it.
A video, you may have a taina. Maybe he shouldn't make a bracha.
I'm not going to tell him. But.
I'm saying you might be right that he shouldn't make a bracha because maybe you weren't yotzei. And we'll learn later on the brachos, you know, if you don't make the bracha, you can still fulfill the mitzvah. If you shake a luluf without making the bracha, you're going to say you didn't do the mitzvah. For sure you did the mitzvah. Bracha is only rabbinic. So suffik brachas lekula. It would be a case of a suffik.
Just on the bracha, we have the obligation to hear it.
Yeah.
So when Martin is saying the brachas, you have everybody in mind.
I have everybody in mind.
But is the bracha for us hearing or for him blowing?
Us hearing.
Just hearing. It's nothing to
and
do
he's
with my
hearing,
throat.
And he's hearing it also.
Yeah. You're not yotzei through the blowing. You're yotzei through the hearing.
That's why we say lishma kol shofar.
Right. So,
but it's not a mitzvah.
So what's
to
your
blow.
Question?
No, just it was
it's
just.
Nice
blow. It's nice to blow. If you didn't blow, we couldn't hear.
You're still hearing, but are you hearing the right notes? I guess is the point. So
the question is: if a guy can only blow certain notes, you're only going to hear certain notes, and according to some opinions, you'll be yotzei if you hear that.
And okay. You're still hopeful maybe that someone else will show up to be able to do what you couldn't do.
Maybe. Okay, we're up to Zion, yeah? Now, we move on to another point now. Hatzibur. Okay, before we do this, a nice little introduction over here. The Gemara says that when the rabbis instituted the blowing the shofar, they instituted to be in the middle of the tefillah service. In other words, in the middle of your Shmona Esrei, they instituted that we should blow the shofar. Why? So it confuses the Satan. Right? Whereas the Satan is probably going to want to disturb our Shmona Esrei. Right? He's going to accuse us. So when we blow the shofar, that like rattles him. Right? That's the way they originally wanted it to be. And the truth is, the shofar should have been blown during the Shmona Esrei in the morning.
At
Shachas. Should have been that way. However, the Romans, of course, they always would try to stop us from doing mitzvahs, and they send guards to the shuls to make sure that we don't blow the shofar. So, as we know, all good guards, they stay for a while, and they figure, well, I guess they haven't blown, it's already 12 o'clock, we can call it a day and go home. And then the Jews understood we're going to be blowing it later than that time.
That's why they put the Shema Yisrael in the Torah reading.
So shofar was sounded later. So it comes out originally, the rabbi's decree would determine where they would place the blowing of the shofar to fulfill it the way they felt it should be done. But, we'll see later that the custom has changed, that we blow before Musaf, etc., etc. But anyway, to know that was the original way it should be done. So in that context, and that's obviously when a congregation is davening, so in that context is this Rambam coming up, Zion. Hatzibur chayovim lishma atkias al seder abrachas. The congregation is obliged to hear shofar blowing in the order of the blessings of the Shmon Esrei. Ketzat. So what is that talking about? So we're talking about Musaf now. Oimer shliach tzibur avos ugvurus ukvishdiyom. The chazin in the repetition says the three first brachas of Mogin Avram, Mechaye Mesim, and Akel HaKadosh. The first three brachas. And then we come to the middle three brachas of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. The psukim about kingship, remembering, and shofar. So, Umalchios, they would read Malchios, Vitokea, Shalosh. And then there'd be three blowings. Viomer, Zichronos, and we'd say Zichronos, the psukim of Zichronos, Vitokea, Shalosh. And we'd blow three. The Yomer Shofros, and then we would say the Shofros Tzukim V'Tokeya Shalosh. And we blow three. So we'd be blowing a set at each interval during at the end of each one of those brachas. Now later on, he'll explain that what does that mean? It means you'd be blowing 10. You'd be blowing a three-setter, right? And then do, three sets. The end of all three will come out to 30. Okay.
I see. Okay.
Okay. So that's how you end up getting 30. And that would be the way they want to do it. Okay. Where am I now? Let me turn the page. And then, v'omer avoda, then you say the bracha of ritzei, v'hodoya and modim, u'birchas kanim, and they do birchas kanim and sim shalom, etc., etc. So in other words, in the three middle section, the three brachas in the middle, malchus, sechronus, and shofros, you're blowing the shofar three sets in each time. So now, let us see what halacha ches says. Now we're going to get into the next couple of halachas are this middle part of malchus, sechronus, and shofros. So now, shalosh brachas emtzios, these three middle brachas, elu shel Rosh Hashanah, ve yom ha-kippurim shel yovel. This was the Musaf service Rosh Hashanah and for the Yovel. Remember, blowing shofar is equal by Yovel, the Jubilee year, exactly like Rosh Hashanah. Which means, Shehein Malchios v'zichronos shofaros, these are the three blessings of Malchios v'zichronos shofaros, and Ma'akvus zo eso. They hold back one another. In other words, if you don't know one of them, then you don't know all of them, you don't say what you know, but you don't say anything. If you don't know Malchios, you don't do Zichronos and Shofaros. They all hold back one from the other. Now, how do you do
Does
this?
Does that contradict what we said before?
No, because this is the psukim. This is the prayer, not the shofar blowing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Shofar blowing is one thing. The paragraphs of the Shmon Esrei is another thing. Because Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros is one concept together. You Malchios, you coronate me as the king. So therefore, Zichronos, I'll remember everything about you, and how do we remind Hashem with the shofar? So it's one concept. If you don't have the whole concept, you can't say any of it. That is the psukim. There's two mitzvahs here.
Right.
There's the mitzvah of blowing the shofar, and the mitzvah of saying the musaf properly.
I see.
Now the rabbi said it's a good thing to merge the two together, and that's the optimum way to do it. But, if not, if you can't do the three brachos properly, then you don't say the brachas at all of the Shmon Esrei. However, but Shofar already said if you know a set is done by itself. So it's two separate mitzvahs. So now, v'tzarech leimer b'chol bracha mehen asorah psukah mehen bracha. Each one of these brachas, you have to say 10 verses that relate to this bracha. Shlosha psukah mehen Torah, 3 are from the Bible. Shlosha mi sefer Tehillim, 3 come from Tehillim. Shlosha mehen Nevi'im, 3 from the prophets. Ve'echad mina Torah mashma, and one more from the Torah to make the full set of 10. Now, and if the 10th is not from the Torah, v'im hishli benavi, you finish the 10th from the prophets, yatsu, you've also fulfilled your obligation. Now, what about, what's the most b'di'evid? Let's say a guy, remember, a lot of people is by heart. Not everybody's writing it down. And we said, so let's say a guy knows, I know the first 10 psukim of Malchios, and the next 10 psukim of shofars. I only know 9 of zichronos. It's not what should happen. You shouldn't say anything. Right? You understand the problem? Mm-hmm. So he says, V'im omer posik echad mina Torah, v'echad mina ksuvim, v'echad mina v'im, yotza. Even if you only say 3 psukim, one from Torah, one from Navi, one from ksuvim, that's also good enough b'di'eved. V'afil omer, and even if you only say, u'b'taraska Hashem Elokeinu kasuv lemor, if you only say, and in your Torah it says, Bomer pasuk shel Torah v'hivsik, and you only say one pasuk from the Torah, and that's all you know. Shuvan etzrochem, you don't need any more b'di'evid. So it comes out b'di'evid. You can get out of saying it says in the Torah one pasuk about Malchios, and then you could blow shofar on that. It says one pasuk in the Torah about Zichronos, you can blow shofar on that, and one pasuk on Zichronos, and you can say one pasuk on that, and finish, and you're b'di'evid. Okay. All right. Now. Pasuk test. Now, what kind of psukim do we choose to select? In other words, it seems it's the Hashem, you know, wasn't particular, but to pick any of these psukim. But there are certain limitations. Ein maskirin zichronos malchus shofar shel puranios. We don't discuss psukim that relate to retribution and punishment to the Jewish people. We don't want to, it's a day of judgment. We don't, you know, bring the pasuk. Yeah, Hashem punished us with a shofar. He punished us with this. We don't want to talk about punishments. So for example, Zichronos. Give me an example of a pasuk we shouldn't use for Zichronos. Gom v'yizkor ki basar hem, Hashem remembered their flesh, and that was in a negative context. Malchios, how about Malchios? Ki gon, for example, v'chem ha-shvucha em l'chlem. I will rule over them without outpouring anger to the Jewish people. Not good. Shofros, what's a bad pasuk? Shofros gon, tiku shofar begira, will blow a shofar in Giva, and that was relating to a bad event. Now, also what we don't mention is, so we don't do anything negative, number one. V'lo zichr en yachid, you don't do the memory, a pasuk of memories for an individual, rather for klal yisrael. Afil tovim is for good. For example, it's a pasuk that says, Zachreini Hashem b'ritzon amech, Hashem, remember me, singular, amongst your desiring your people. Zichr li elokai latova, Hashem, remember me for the good. So you don't say remembrances of the singular, it's got to be the plural because it's all of klal yisrael that we're dealing with. Upiktonos, and there's another word that's similar to remembering, it's called pokad. Poked avon avos. Poked sometimes means to remember as well, but it's not the word zechor. So it says piktonos, a word of pokod, which means remembrance, it's not considered like zichronus. You can't use those kinds of verses here. It also means to remember. No, it has to be the root word zochar. Keep going. For example, here's a pasuk you can't use, but it's a nice pasuk. I will surely remember you.
That's when coming out of Mitzrayim.
But can't use it. The Yeshla Lahasker Peronishalom's going, but you may mention punishments of Goyim.
Yeah.
That you can mention. Keep going. Hashem Malach, Yirgisuyami, Hashem will rule and he gets angry at the nations. Or Zachar Hashem Livnei Adom Asyom Yerushalayim. Hashem should remember the people of Edom, the day of Yerushalayim, that they should be cursed. Or Hashem Elokim Bashover, Yitok of Aholach Vasaros Teman, Hashem will blow the shofar and come with a whirlwind in Teman to punish the non-Jews. So negative ones to punish Goyim is acceptable. How about this pasuk? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. Right? Or Ata Hareis L'Das Ki Hashem Hu Elokein Eino Melvado. Or V'yadata Yom V'ashevos L'Vecha. You should know to and bring it out to your heart. Kol Pasuk Me'edu Malchus Hu Inyano. Those are concepts of Malchus, even though we don't have the word Melech. Insofar as we said before for Zichronos, you can't use a different verb of Pakod. That means memory. But for Malchios, you can use Psukim that are tantamount to majesty. Here, O Israel, Hashem is the Lord, Hashem is one. That means He's the King. You say, you were shown today that Hashem is the only one. That's the same thing. So these Psukim, even though they don't say the word Melech, they can be accepted. And that's what he concludes. Alvi She'em Bo Zecher Malchus, even though there's no mention of the word Malchus, Harei Kamo, it's just like you would say, Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Va'ed, Vayhi Bishur Melech. It's just like the other Psukim that have the idea of Melech written with it. Let's do one more. Halacha Yud. Just saying, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah, you know, you could do it if you use any of these. He's giving you the general instructions. Now, over time, we came to a set amount. But let's say you don't have a sitter and you're stuck. So what are you going to do? Let's say you have a weekday sitter and you don't have a master. But you know, I need malchios. So you could probably find in the sitter some psukim about malchios. So guess what? You just mentioned what psukim you can. But so, you know.
More. Somebody was not feeling great. They were ill, and they just did that.
Then you yotzei b'di'avad. Yeah. If you picked out any 10 psukim that fit this criteria, you yotzei. Now, obviously, the great rabbis figured they picked the best ones they figured fit in best. But certainly, you could be yotzei with the other ones as well. Okay. One more halacha for today. Yud. We didn't quite finish the parak, but we came close. Haminig apashit b'seder tkanas. Let's go over what the minig is according to the Rambam. So Rosh Hashanah b'tzibur kachot. This is how a congregation does shofar. Acha shekaren b'Torah, after they read from the Torah. Now according to Rambam, look what they do now. U'machzirin ha-sefer limkomo. And we return the Sefer Torah back to the Ark, and we're finished with that. Okay? So then we're going to do the shofar blowing service. Okay? Not the way we do it.
Kiddush.
Okay? No, right?
Okay. That's when we have kids.
And the Rambam's son, when he explains this aspect, he says, my father and those who came before him from the Sephardic people, their custom was to return to Sefer Torah before they blew the shofar. Why? So that people shouldn't talk at the time of taking the Sefer Torah back. Okay? Because I guess, you know, when they take the Sefer Torah back, not everybody's singing everything, and it's a time when people schmooze a little bit.
So
better, let's just take the Torah back, we do blowing shofar, and we go right into Musaf, so there's no time for chit-chat. Right? Also, there shouldn't be a break between the blowing of the shofars and the next set of blowing the shofars, even with any types of psalms that really, you know, to say Mizmor L'Adam, and that stuff really doesn't fit in so well to say this. Okay, and that's what we say. Mizmor L'David, the David Mizmor, things like that. That would, it's not really so germane to that. Certainly, and then he says, whoever does the opposite, says something the Rambam, it's not proper to do it that way. Okay? So you should know that Rambam feels we don't do it properly. I don't know, I haven't been in a Sephardic shul, but I would assume Sephardim would do that. They take the Sefer Torah back and then they blow the shofar. We don't do that. But anyway, and then what happens? Yoshim kolam, everybody sits down, ve'echad omed, and one person stands up in deference to the kehillah or respect for the blessings. U'mavarach, and he makes the bracha, baruch atah Hashem olam ha'olam asher kedisham etzav tzivanu lishma kol shofar, as we say it. Ve'chol ha'omonim, amen. V'chol zom baruch shechiyanu, v'chol amonim acharov amein. To make a shechiyanu, I say amein. V'tokeyam, what do? You blow shloshim tkiyah shamarnu. We say 30 blowings, as we've already described earlier in the chapter. If they ask Sufik al Seder, because we're not sure of what the proper order is. Then, v'omrin kaddish, we say kaddish, v'omrin swan tlusmus, then we have a musaf. And now we're in the repetition. And when he finishes the fourth bracha, she malchios, tokea tkiya shlosha tvarim, we do tkiya shlosha tvarim, trua tkiya pamachas. So then we blow tkiya shvarim, trua tkiya one time. Umavarech bracha chamishis, then we make the fifth bracha, shu zichronos, which is zichronos. Then we blow a tekiah with three shvarm and tekiah. Now really, it's not just one, it's three.
Right.
Anytime it's one, it's not one, it's three sets of them. And the same thing with the fourth. And then finally, we make the sixth bracha, shishayvres, we finish it, tekiah, tekiah, trua, tekiah, pamachas. We do tekiah, trua, tekiah, v'gomer, atfila, and we finish the shvon esrei. And according to Rambam, that would be it. So where did this 100 came from? Obviously, it's something that came later on from the Rambam's time. And we'll continue tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, to finish up this parak and move into Hilchas Sukkah. Rolling right along.